Oh, okay. Well, yeah, people are saying hi.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Trash that needs to go because I'm gonna.
There's a green bag over there.
You're listening to Raising the Vibration with Sheena Metal, only on LA Talk Radio.
Now already? Ugh,
always. I'm this and do it backwards so I get the.
I won't explode. No, it's fine. I can hear.
You guys, really? We're on camera. It's not raising the vibration to argue with each other.
That's mine. I thought mine was the other one. This is my first time in the studio, so bear with us. when you hear me on my shows on LA Talk Radio, I've been in that studio for 9 years, so I'm a professional. Scott Travis is here. Hello, my friend. We're going to have a surprise caller in just a minute. It's not a surprise because I know they're calling. What did you think? Because Scott does my candle line. Which is called Experience through his company CBT Candle LA, and we started a new line called Ascension that was more spiritually based, and vibration obviously is part of that. It's a brand new candle. We just released it at the Improv on Sunday night. So, my friend, I couldn't have done this without you, and I'm so honored to have you as part of the Vibrational Council. What did you think when I first told you that I wanted to start a little movement called Raising the Vibration of the Nation and the World? Hi, Darby.
Look,
Darby Hinton is here.
Women.
Come on, look at you. And you got your purple. Come sit here in the corner with us, sweet love. So, Scott, what did you think when I said I was going to start this movement?
I just thought, okay, what are we going to do?
Aren't you a good boy?
I know my place.
And how do you, why do you think it's important?
Well, I think that, you know, it's good for everybody's morale, but it's like I always believe that, you know, there's a balance between everything, up and down, good and bad, evil and good, and if something bad is going on in your life, this vibration will make you do something good that will balance it out. There's always going to be something bad going on in somebody's life, but it'll just give that person the motivation to do something good. To just balance it out.
I agree. What would you want people to know that you think about raising the vibration of the nation and the world?
I would just say, always try to keep a good thought for everything. There's always good in everything.
It's true. You can always find the good in everything.
In everything.
And it's hard, right? And I've seen you. You've gone through a big shift in the last year. Mm-hmm. Of really sort of rerouting your thought processes and the way that you think,
yeah,
and the way that you act and your emotionality, and it's been beautiful to see that. It's been beautiful to see the change in you.
I owe that to my friends. That would be you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
And, you know, I also owe it to, you know, Betsy Chassie for the Radical
Our friend
Date.
Betsy Chassie, who we have something to read from Betsy.
I did the reality show Radical Dating with her, and the whole process just totally changed my mentality level. I went from, instead of thinking negative all the time, to thinking positive about everything. I mean, you know, down to driving down the freeway and somebody cuts me off, the first thing, I don't think, oh my God, you son of a, you know, I think, oh, he just must be in a rush to get somewhere. I just try not to think negative.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful, my friend. I see the difference in you and the shift in you. And it's I'm honored to be your friend. And Betsy,
I'm honored to be your friend.
Oh, thank you. Betsy, of course, is directed a wonderful film called What the Bleep Do We Know? Mm-hmm. And she couldn't be here tonight, but she wrote this for us to read on the air. Now more than ever, we need amazing people like Sheena and her movement. Oh, it's time to really focus on raising our vibration to reaching beyond the known and letting go of fear and doubt and trusting that together we can rock this world. And with Sheena guiding the way, it's going to be one awesome frequency. Thank you, my friend. I'm honored by your words. Betsy's wonderful. Mr. Darby Hinton, look at you in your purple.
Hello. You said purple.
You got the memo. Come a little closer to the mic, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. There we go.
You are, as we wait for our next person to call in, you are certainly somebody who understands raising the vibration. And I think since I started the movement, sort of our connection in spirituality has grown our friendship.
Absolutely.
Certainly hasn't heard it.
Hasn't heard it at all. It's kind of helped it. You are, in addition to being a wonderfully talented actor and just a fantastic cowboy, you are a very sweet soul, a very spiritual soul who cares a lot about people.
You know, I thought I was just coming here for the cookies. Now I get
Kelly's cookies.
No. Those are my cookies. Sorry.
Made the cookies. Those are Kelly's
cookies.
There's
that positive person right there.
Exactly.
Going for scarcity.
Now he's positive scarcity. They're his cookies.
I'm positive they're my cookies. Thank you. There's a difference between being selfish and being positive. I'm being selfish.
I say we should just forget the whole idea of raising the vibration and just throw down for Kelly's cookies.
There you go. I agree.
Yeah.
I second, third, and fourth that.
So for you, why is the notion of raising the vibration important, my friend?
Well, you know, listen, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, and we were talking and singing about vibrations and, you know, doing the whole thing way back then. Everything's a vibration, from the pyramids to what we envision as running water. I mean, it's just, you know, that like attract light. You know, there's just laws in the universe that work, and no matter what you say, it's going to happen. So, like I said, there's the positive, and road rage is one of my little challenges.
Yeah. Oh, is that a hard one? Okay.
I grew up in L.A. You drive here. Yeah.
It's in our DNA.
You know, I was in a really bad freeway accident when I was 23. I think
you were in a bad freeway accident just recently.
I was, but I was in a really bad one when I was 23. The one I was in recently, I was just sitting in traffic and stopped dead traffic and somebody rammed into me. But this one I was actually driving. And although the accident wasn't my fault, if I hadn't been going so fast and in such a hurry to go somewhere, I wouldn't have been as injured as I was. So I'm never in any hurry to go anywhere. I don't road rage at all.
You know, that's...
I chill.
That's what I like. Maturing in life.
Yes.
It's taught me anything, it's you just be happy where you are, what you're doing, while you're doing it. And there's rushing to get someplace else and always running late. And also, I think people get off on that a little bit, being late. It gives them a rush.
I think you're right. I think people are like that.
Yeah, and they go, and then that's what gets in the car and stuff.
And they want to rush to get there on time,
it
gives
late
adrenaline
to everything.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Have you met me?
Even at a funeral. But and airports were always such a trauma, because back then, you know, she would like leave the car and have me run onto the plane because there was no TSA or anything. You know, so as a kid, I would run onto the plane to try to hold it while she checked in and did everything. It was crazy. So you can control that. You can leave earlier. And like you said, it is so nice when you can say, okay, that person's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Their purpose wasn't just to cut me off and make me get mad and then sit there and over something you have no control of, which is traffic. And also I've learned too, to me, it's an insult if you tell somebody you're going to be somewhere at some time and you make people sit around.
And you wait, make them wait.
Yeah.
Because you're not,
I agree.
It's very selfish. I know. I know my faults.
Sorry, and I don't know. I don't mean to be calling anybody
faults.
Out.
I know my faults. I'm always late. I was born late.
I was
a few days late. So, hey, I'm going to be late the rest of my life.
One of the things I used to do in traffic. Maybe I need to do this again, because I go back and forth with the traffic thing. It kind of depends on my mood. But one of the things I used to do is I used to keep bubbles in my car, because everybody in traffic gets so stressed out.
Wrap?
Bubbles that you blow. And I've got a sunroof and stuff, and I'd roll down my windows. I would just blow bubbles when I was sitting in traffic, and you know all these people are stressed out, and they'd see it, and they just kind of laugh at me
because
they loved you in the 70s.
You know, but it just like breaks the tension. You know, it's something unexpected.
I'm running down to get bubbles.
Yeah,
that's actually good. Just do the squeezy thing with the hand.
Raise the vibration.
That's
what my husband
does.
Diane, you've been very quiet. How do you feel about this whole raising the vibration thing?
I think it's important.
Into the mic.
I think it's important. I think it's about healing. It's about, you know, I think as people trying to raise the vibration, we're trying to counterbalance the negativity out there in order to just, especially now, I mean, we need that balance. We need that healing. And the more people that we have raising the vibration, the more healing that will ripple out and heal the world. So you can't do it without it, to be quite honest. I mean, we can't do it just through, you know, if we want to make positive change, and, I mean, a whole lot of people, and I don't see, when it comes to even politics, everybody agrees that there needs to be change. So I think, you know, as raising the vibration, that's our part of helping and also making that change through, hopefully through a positive way.
You know, and I think we have to say, too, it's got to be a positive vibration, because you can raise a vibration of evil, too, and of bad things. I mean, that's why, you know, you see people that get in a downward spiral. It's because they're focusing on everything that's going wrong and talking about what's wrong and what's... And it gets them more upset, and it attracts other people that are upset. And, you know, so, yes, everything is vibration, but there's also the good vibration, because that also attracts. And more people feel good. And
Beach Boys.
I was just thinking that
it's been going through my head. It's like,
my song was just in my head. It was just like, good, good, good.
Kathleen, are you with us?
I am with you.
Hi, the wonderful Kathleen Wilhoit is here. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm stuck in traffic. My person went long, and I feel like I blew it. I was late to call you. Sorry.
No, that's okay, because we're working you in right now. So I'm so thrilled that you're here, my friend. Did you think I was crazy when I told you that I was starting a movement of peace, love, and kindness and unity called I Am Raising the Vibration of the Nation and the World?
I did not, because I know you a little bit, and I know that you make things happen and that you come up with an idea and do all the footwork to make it a reality. I was not surprised.
Thank you. And thank you for coming on board with it. How important do you think it is now that we work to raise the vibration of everything around us?
More than ever, it's important. I feel like we're at a real crisis time right now. And I think that it's beautiful that you're doing this. I mean, I cannot express to you how much more I think there needs to be of this kind of energy. There's a play at my school called Woke that is trying to raise the vibration as well. It's playing at Cal State University Long Beach this weekend. I'll be going on Saturday night. I'm doing a little bit of a plug, but just because I hear that it's really great. So it does, it's all about raising the vibration. It really is. It's an anti-Trump play written by the students, and I'm just very excited about seeing it tonight. This weekend.
It's awesome. It's nice that, look, no matter what your political affiliation is, it's great that people are getting out there and being proactive about what they believe in and what they want. That's the most important thing. I mean, I think, and having discussions about it. And this is always going to be a place, the vibration is always going to be a place where people are free to talk about how they feel, however they feel. It's always going to be an open, safe space, and it's never going to be a place where if you vote one way or another, you're not welcome. I don't believe in that, and I will never believe in that. But it's also a place where people have to understand that where our country is at right now, when we talk about raising the vibration, we have to talk about the fact that a lot of people feel like they're in a lot of distress right now. So it's, you have to have the discussion. If you don't have the discussion, if you silence the discussion, then things are going to get worse. So
let's hope the pendulum is swung and it's coming back to where, this is uniting. People are going, okay, this is enough. We do have to find a good vibration. We do have to find a common ground. We do have to find... Listen, if all this stuff that's happening in Russia is supposed to be happening in Russia and how they were trying to come against us, I hope America acts like a family. I know my family, I have 5 kids, and they fight amongst each other like crazy. I mean, I have had to bang their heads together. But pick on one of them, somebody from the outside calling the family out or calling them, then the family goes, then you have 4 big brothers you got to mess with.
One.
And I'm really hoping that could happen here, that we're like, well, wait a minute. Somebody was trying to divide us? No, that's no. Because I really do like that other person over on the East Coast, even though I'm on the West Coast, or I'm in L.A. and San Francisco. I mean, it's just everybody tribes so much.
Yes.
And it's just not. But when you attack America, their stature, their who they are, or try to divide them, hopefully we'll all pull together and say, no, that's not who we are. This is who we are.
It's beautiful.
And you're leading the charge,
I
love it.
I love that about you, that you love it. Kathleen, if you were going to leave us with some parting words about why it's so important to raise your vibration, what does it mean to you?
I feel like that we're at a turning point, where I feel like if we don't do it now, we could destroy the world for our children. And I mean, I think it's that dire, actually.
I do, too.
It's not a joke. So I'm super delighted by what you're doing and proud of you.
Thank you, my friend. I'm honored that you were with us here tonight. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon. Thank you. Keep up the good fight for the raising of the vibration. The wonderful Kathleen Wilhoit. Isn't she terrific?
I love that woman.
She's fantastic. And she was one of my guests, along with Kate Linder, along with the
Ray.
Girls, the Glow Girls of Wrestling that are going to be here a little in the 8 o'clock hour, and Ray Dawn. And who am I missing,
Patty.
Jeff? And Patty, who did the opening prayer. Yeah, and Joan. Oh, and Joan Van Ark.
Yeah.
And I have
Van
something from
that
Joan to read, as a matter of fact.
Oh, good.
While we wait for our next person. And if you're trying to call us, I'm sorry. Our phone lines are just crazed. So forgive me. I want to read the thing from Joan, but I also have somebody calling in right now, and I think we should take the call really quick. It is my good friend, Ernest Thomas. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, my love. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for the call. I adore you, and I love your humanity and your spirituality and just what a beautiful soul you are. You know that.
Well, you know, back at you. You know, you're one of my favorite people in all the world. And I had to call. I'm dog tired in Kentucky.
Family's from Kentucky. How about that? Where are you in Kentucky?
I'm at Fort Knox, Kentucky. We're doing the military base here.
Oh, that's wonderful. My mom was born in Louisville, and today is her birthday, so we're celebrating her birthday as well as the anniversary of the movement today, because it's all about doing it for my mama. And I met your mom when you did Raising the Vibration. You brought your mama, and boy, she's lovely.
She adored you. She loved you instantly. Yeah, and she don't like everybody, so she would have said... You know how they are. You know how they are. But happy birthday to your mother, to
Thank
your
you.
Great mom.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Yes, baby. And to the movement. Your first happy anniversary to the movement, raising the vibration. And you're doing that, baby.
Thank you,
and
honey.
I know your mother is so proud of you. I know
Thank
she's
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Smiling right now.
Sure,
and,
yes. Yes.
When I left you after that interview, I went, you know, God, I really love Sheena.
I love you
I
too,
really
my friend.
I
think you and I are going to be friends for a really long time. I think you're very, very special, and I'm honored to call you my friend. If you were going to, I know you're tired, I don't want to keep you. If you were going to give some parting words to everybody about why it's important to raise your vibration, what would they be?
Because I've never seen the world so divisive. So angry, so enraged, so much just random violence, you know, not just with the mass thing that, you know, the killing in Vegas, but parents killing the children to get back at the other one who's divorcing them, and a road rage because you jumped in front of me, you're going to shoot the person, you're going to end their life, or the dog pooped in my yard, so I'm going to kill you. And what you're doing, baby, is so needed. It is so needed. And if we can just get that message around the world, it just somebody, if you don't take the entire everyone to agree, but you know, like there was always a Christ, a Martin Luther, a Gandhi. It'll take just a few people, the light that just that shine bright, that just, and it makes everybody else who wants that light to cling to it. And I just think, baby, you're going to make it. I know for a fact, as I told you, it's important because you're changing lives.
Thank you.
You're saving lives. You're bringing happiness to souls in despair. Trust me, honey. Trust me on that. And
thank you.
You bring hope to me. You know, I mean, I'm a very positive person, but I left there like, why am I just feel so great? I just felt so great and at peace when I left you. You know.
Thank you, sweetheart. So, I think you are so wonderful, and I am humbled by all of your beautiful comments, and I adore you. And let's do some good work for the world. And you take care of yourself. And thank you so much for calling in. The wonderful Ernest Thomas, everybody. So wonderful to have him here. My friend Chip Coffee is trying to call in, and it's so busy he can't even get in. So while we're waiting for Chip to call in, I'm going to read you something. As we were talking earlier about how wonderful it was for Joan Van Ark to come down and do the show on Sunday night at the Hollywood Improv. And this is why I don't have a video show, because I spend all the time on my phone. It's so exciting to sit here and watch me on Facebook Live scroll through my phone. It's like the worst ever. Okay, so here we go. Now we're coming into the place where I saved everybody who sent something. Where in the world is it? I don't know. We're trying to find it. And for whatever reason, we're trying to get Chip, and he's not able to call through, so... There's so I know everyone's trying to call in, and I think that so many people are trying to call in, he can't get through. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call him. Let's try that, because I can do that. Here we go.
Are we making prank calls now?
I'm prank calling Chip Coffee. Yes, that's exactly what's happening.
I think we should call up random people and say, we're raising the vibration.
I know. I'm trying to call him. All right, let's see what we got here, because we're not having much luck with... there's so many calls here, I can't even tell you. All of you that are trying to get through, Patty and I are sitting here looking at this thing like, what in the world?
I don't know how you do it. That is like triple tasking.
I know, I'm triple tasking, and I'm on the phone. So let's get Chip to try now. The poor guy's trying to call in, and it's giving him a busy signal. Oh, good. Just tell me when to smile.
I'm just running
the show. Here we go. Now I got him. I'm going to call.
I'll get you guys.
I'm calling Chip.
Oh, then I can get everyone.
We're over here trying to figure out our own social media.
Hey. Oh, hello.
Here we are.
No, I'm sorry. I don't do selfies.
Oh, my God.
Come on. There we go.
Who am I missing?
You.
Oh, I don't like hanging.
Hello.
Oh. Mr. Chip Coffee, how are you? I had to call you because it was so busy you couldn't call in.
I know. You're so freaking popular.
Oh, my God. I was sitting here with my friend Patty Negri, and we were like, she's laughing because I'm going through all the calls trying to hang up on them so I can take your call. And it was like a never-ending Rolodex of calls coming in. And it got ridiculous. It was like the episode of I Love Lucy where she's working on the assembly line.
And so, you guys were stuffing a lot of chocolate, right?
Exactly. So I finally just bucked up and decided to call you.
But you don't have that chocolate hand.
Well, I love it when you call me.
Oh, I love when you call in. Thank you for doing this tonight. Welcome to our anniversary party.
Happy anniversary, sweet girl.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. It means so much for me for you to call in. You know I love you like you're my brother, and it means so much. I cannot even tell you.
Well, it means a lot to me, and seeing you this past week.
I know.
How has it only been a couple of days, and I already miss you madly?
I know. I miss you, too. I have to find a way to get to Atlanta so we can just put on our jammies and watch TV.
Well, we're going to plan some little getaway to Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah.
And we'll do all the ghosty stuff in Savannah. Oh. And wouldn't that be a heck of a trip?
You know, I would absolutely love that.
Well, put on your walking shoes, because Savannah's a walking city, and we'll just go kick Savannah.
I know. I did some walking when I was there in July, and I did a bunch of walking, and I loved it. I love that place. And I discovered when I was there that my ancestors actually came to America through the Savannah Colony with James Oglethorpe.
And remember, we talked about that, and we think our families were probably on the same ship.
As indentured servants. Can you all see my finger quotes?
Well, yeah.
Indentured servants.
I always tell people that the Coffees came from Ireland on the Oglethorpe prison ship.
Right. It's true. They came on the Oglethorpe prison ship. My ancestors did, too. My Honeycutt ancestors from Northern Ireland as indentured servants.
Well, that's it. We can't be friends anymore. I'm sorry.
which is, you know, it's white slavery, people. But apparently Oglethorpe was cool, and he freed a lot of his people, and he then helped them to become successful business people. And then my family immigrated north to Louisville, where they weren't really successful business people, but
I guess my family went to North Carolina and South Carolina.
Okay.
Eventually, they headed in that direction. But, you know, I can just see the Honeycutts and the Coffees probably on that ship.
Me too.
Drinking and dancing.
Exactly.
And having a fun time.
I'm waiting for someone to give us our 7 acres and a mule.
Well, and dancing up a storm and going, we're
Sister
out of jail,
Sarah?
Bitches!
Exactly. You are magic, my friend. When I told you, because we've been friends for years, when I told you that I was going to start this movement of peace, love, kindness, and unity, and you were one of my very first guests on the Raising the Vibration show, did you think I'd lost my damn mind?
I didn't think you'd lost your damn mind. I really didn't. I know you well enough to know that if you get this, if you remember the old movie, The Trouble with Angels, with Hayley Mills and Roz Russell.
Sure.
Her thing was, she says, I've got this scathingly brilliant idea. And you get these scathingly brilliant ideas, and you're doggedly determined to make them work, and you put so much of yourself and so much of your energy into making that happen. I had no idea, I had no doubt, and there was no idea in my mind that you would not just push it and push it and push it and make it a wild success.
You know what's so interesting is, before the show started today, we were sitting in the conference room here at LA Talk Radio, and Dee Wallace said almost the exact same thing to me. And I guess I never really thought of my... She said something about, like, you're like a dog with a bone. You pull an ID out of your ass. And it was something along that line.
Know,
I never
Dee Wallace,
really...
Dee Wallace, I love her dearly, and I saw her not long ago.
I love her,
she's
too.
She's just a very sweet, sweet lady, and, you know, she's right.
I never really thought of myself like that until tonight, but I guess I do that, right? It's interesting. When I was a kid... My mom loved she loved stained glass windows, and when I was a kid in the 70s, coloring books that looked like stained glass windows were all the rage. And she found me a book about Aries. I'm an Aries. And it was all these different symbols of Aries. And one page, I'll never forget, it was Don Quixote charging a windmill. And it said, Aries believes in miracles until she makes them happen. And I guess that's kind of, you know, I just don't take no for an answer, right? I get an idea like, we're all going to love each other and raise the vibration. And then I'm in it 400%, and it never occurs to me that it's not going to happen. And, you know, poor L.A. Weiss sitting next to me has to be my best friend and deal with the calls at 4 in the morning where I'm like, there are people who don't want to raise the vibration. This poor woman. No wonder her hair turned purple.
Who was temporarily his twin, right? We joked about that.
Exactly. Yeah, I have a great picture of L.A. and me right after she had her chemo. So she had very short hair, and she had her glasses on, and she looked just like you. She was a Chip Coffee doppelganger. I'll have to send it to you, Chip.
I did. I threw
that.
A scarf on,
that.
And I went downstairs because I was cold. And then I went to my husband, and I go, who do I look like? Who do I look like? And he's looking at me, and he's like, and I said, Chip Coffee, come on. Exactly.
I love it.
I love you, my friend. If you could give some parting words of love to everybody about why it's so important right now that we raise the vibration, what would they be?
Life is challenging in 2017, and it's probably not going to get a lot simpler for a while. So do what you can do, be what you can be, say what you can say, encourage others to do the same thing, because we need to pull together to make things better and to make things saner and to take care of each other.
So beautiful. And you are so beautiful, and I'm so honored to have you in my life, my friend. I couldn't ask for a better brother if we grew up in the same uterus.
Well, goodness.
There's an image that I'll have to think about for a minute. But,
it went from a dog pulling out a bone out of its ass to your uterus. Where is this?
And these are my spiritual friends.
Exactly.
For some unknown reason, I kind of like the thought.
I like the thought, too. I think when we're old, we talked about how when we're old, we're going to be in the same nursing home next to each other. I think we should just find a uterus and nestle in together.
Oh,
I think we should. You get to change our diapers.
that's Darby Hinton who's giving you a hard time, by the way. The wonderful Darby Hinton. He's my favorite cowboy. Thank you, my love. Thank you so much for calling in. Everybody, the wonderful Chip Coffee. who is just fantastic.
Hi, Chip.
And now we're being joined by the beautiful Brian O'Neill. How are you?
Hello.
Excellent. So,
somebody move, grab that microphone and say hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well, darling. How are you?
I'm well. And you got your purple on. Everybody wore their purple.
I got the memo.
Did they make you do the photos and the testimonials in there?
I Your Honor, I did not do all of that. But
we'll catch you on the way out and make you do it.
Okay.
Did they make you do the testimonials and the, or did they just pull you in here, Darby?
A testimonial?
Yeah, I have little things you can read like, "Hi, I'm Darby Hinton and I love the vibration."
Oh, he hasn't done that.
You don't look anything like Darby Hinton.
I know. I'm not nearly as good looking as Darby Hinton.
Or old.
Or as hairy.
Or old. Thank you. Thank you from the peanut gallery.
Oh, my goodness. J.P. Morgan is done on this vibration.
At least 20, 30 years.
I hate him.
That's the case.
I say that with doctor.
Because we've known each other for a super long time.
Yes, we have.
We just keep bumping into each other, don't we?
Yes, we do.
When I almost 3 years ago, so before my mom passed, before there was a vibration, Brian made me dinner on my birthday. And I didn't know that part of the wonderful dinner was I was also going to get this beautiful spiritual encouragement. And you said the most beautiful things to me that night. And you said, there is something coming for you. And when it does, your whole life is going to explode. And you're right on the edge of it. And I thought, oh, well, I'm going to get some fancy. I thought it was an entertainment thing. And then last year when I shot a psychic pilot, I thought it was that. And then when I started the vibration, I think everything it became is exactly what you were talking about. And you're right, there was going to be a big shift in my life, and here it is. So did you ever think at the time you were telling me that maybe what that thing might be was something like this?
Well, I never know what form anything's going to take. But I did feel that you had both an energy and a purpose. And I was just encouraging you to identify that and be at peace with that and to grow that. We even talked about you starting to do some filming in coordination with your radio show.
Yeah.
And so you started doing that.
Here
and
I am.
The comedy thing. Yeah.
I really.
Bada boom, bada bing.
I'm on camera right now.
Yes.
And I'm going to be doing a lot. This is our first sort of official video for the movement.
Okay.
But I'm going to be doing some stuff just like that, putting more of my thoughts on camera as it relates to.
So behave yourself. This is all being documented. Okay?
It's okay, but it's a video party.
It's a video party. It's we're all on camera right now.
Darby. Now we're all hopped
we're on
up on
Facebook
sugar.
Live. We're at IamRaisingTheVibration.com.
And
everyone's getting rowdy because everyone's high on Kelly Rivers cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then Johnny Whitaker brought candy. Kind of and look at where Scott was sitting.
This is LA. That's legal now. Are those those kind of cookies?
No, they just have Irish goodness in them. Kelly made them.
Oh, high in the old way, sugar.
And we are being joined by my wonderful friend Jennifer Runyon. How are you?
Hey, Sheena. How are you? You guys sound like you're having so much fun.
Oh my, we are having such a good time. This is almost like it's my birthday and not Mom's, but this is the best party ever. Beautiful people giving me words of encouragement. And if I ever in my life thought that this was a bad idea to start this movement, certainly after tonight I could never think that. And you, my friend, have been so encouraging of this the entire way. And you know I'm such a fan of your humanity and of all the work you do on the world. And and you're my spirit twin because our birthdays are a day apart.
I know.
And I can't even imagine my life without you. So what did you think when I told you I was going to do this crazy peace movement?
My first thought was, of course you are. How could you not be? You're the perfect person to start this. I mean, so many people love you, Sheena, and
you
inspire so many people. And what a great fit, right?
It appears that it is a great fit, and it feels now that I've gotten involved in this, like there was never a time in my life when this wasn't what I was supposed to do, and that everything I've done in my life as an artist and as a person, every single talent or experience that I've amassed along the way has been to lead me to this. And I really believe this is what my life is supposed to be about. I tell this story on the show sometimes, but I'll tell it tonight because it fits, because it's Mom's birthday. My mom always had this thing that she would say that was funny, that she wasn't funny, but she believed, really believed, because she'd had such a really tough and horrible life, that the only reason she was here was to give birth to me, because she thought I was going to do great things. And I guess it's a lot of pressure to put on a kid, but that was a thing she would say. And then we would laugh. It was like a funny thing, and then I would laugh, and she'd say, so you better do something great, kid, because it's the only reason I'm here. And then we'd laugh.
Yeah, no pressure.
So after she died, I was cleaning out her office, her mom cave, and I found a journal that she had written to herself. And in the journal, she had said, I honestly don't know why I'm here, except to have given birth to my daughter, because I really believe that she is here to do great things. And I went home that night, and I was ruminating on it for a couple of days. And then all of a sudden, it sort of popped into my head that she had it right, but she had it backwards. It's that I was put on this earth to spend the first half of my life, because she died 2 weeks shy of my 49th birthday, the first half of my life soaking up all of her beautiful teachings so that I could spend the next half of my life sharing them with the world. And she was right about the connection, but it wasn't about me, it was about her. And she had that horrible life so that she could gain that wisdom, and then I'm the mouthpiece that shares it with everybody. And for something like that to happen to you right at the middle of your life, I mean, why would that happen except that's what it's about. So every day that I live in her memory and her honor, and I live feeling like I'm the luckiest person that ever lived, because I grew up with such a beautiful teacher as a parent, and anything that I can do to share the things that made me feel good when she said them with everybody to make them feel good, I mean, I can't think of a better vocation in the world. And I'm so lucky that I grew up in the arts, because I've amassed this tribe of beautiful people, and they're all helping me to raise the vibration. And all of them are so dynamic and gorgeous and have such a wonderful, huge, big, well-lit spirit that it's like having somebody gave me like 100 billboards to just get the word out there, and they all shine so beautifully, including you, my friend. So if you were going to give anybody some words of wisdom about raising the vibration, what would they be?
I think I would have to say have a purpose. And if you don't have a purpose, you must find one. And you know, you may not find it right away. And like your path, you know, you didn't quite, you know, this kind of just came to you, you know, but if everybody had a purpose or searched for it, you know, I think we'd just all be doing a lot better. And always find solutions, you know, just always have a, you know, look for the solutions and find your purpose.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much, my friend. I'm so honored you're a part of this tonight. You know how much I love you.
Well, I love you, my angel. And, you know, I wish I was there. I wish I lived closer. I would love to have been in that studio tonight with all of you.
I wish you were here, too. I wanted a hug.
Yeah, Darby wants a hug.
I'm sending you all virtual hugs over the phone right now.
You know what we should promise each other? That we should get together for our birthdays this year. Even if I come down where you are, and we should get together and have like a birthday weekend or something around our birthdays together. Wouldn't that be fun?
Okay, I think we need to.
Okay, let's do that.
We're spirit twins. It's just got to happen.
We're completely spirit twins. Because, all right, I love you, my friend. We're not only are our birthdays a day apart, but you know, my real name is Jennifer, so we're both Jennies, and our birthdays are a day apart. She's my spirit twin. Isn't she fantastic, Jennifer Runyon? Everybody,
yeah,
I love her. Okay, well, we're waiting for our next guest to call in. I keep promising that I'm going to read these wonderful things that people sent in out of love, and then I keep getting distracted because I have horrible short-term memory problems, and I'm like, squirrel! Okay, here's one. This is from the wonderful Ann Walker. Everyone has been a guest on The Vibration, as all of you have. She put, you know, I think you're amazing, and your accomplishments are astounding. All the best to you and your crew tonight. Love. And this is from my dear friend Jeannie Russell. Congratulations, Sheena, and the entire crew, for creating and delivering a great movement and radio show. I hope this will just be the first of many years. I would love to come another time and support this effort. It's the personal responsibility for all of us to do whatever we can to generate positive vibes. I will be chanting for the good energy to lift us all and heal these troubled times. We are all in this together. Love to you all. Aren't these beautiful? Mm-hmm. I love when people are... I'm trying to find the one from Joan Van Ark because I mentioned her earlier. Oh, here's one from Carolyn Hennessy, who was the very first guest on Raising the Vibration Radio. I personally feel how much you've raised the vibration in the short year you've been tackling the world's problems. Congratulations, honey. The work that you do will come to all of us tenfold. Thank you 1,000 times. Thank you. I tell you, you guys, this is maybe the best day of my life. From Angela Rockwood, please send my love, light, and powerful manifestation vibes to your whole crew. Continue being an unstoppable force and bringing light back into the world. It's easy to do good when you feel like there's such a powerful energy pushing you along, right?
Absolutely.
Darby, you're delightful. Are you enjoying Kelly's cookies?
I am, even though I found out they aren't the magic ones.
Oh, but they are
magical.
Magical,
though. They're magical. They're just not the...
Everything from an Irishman is magically delicious. Didn't you know that?
Yes. It's
with the name Darby, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come on.
I know. So you get it?
Me and my little people.
Okay. Here we go. So this is from Joan. Sending love and congratulations to the one and only Sheena Metal for starting a movement that couldn't be more timely. Raising not only the vibration, but also our collective spirits as we march into the holidays is needed this season now more than ever. For that, we celebrate tonight and thank Sheena and her mom for this special party. Love and hugs. That's from my darling friend Joan Van Ark, who wanted to be here today, but couldn't be here. So, she's such a lovely lady, isn't she? She's darling. Kelly, you've hardly been on the microphone. Are you okay with that?
I am okay with that.
She's just sitting back watching her.
She's like, no, she is a silent partner that no one ever knew.
She is. She's. I like that about her. If I didn't have a public life, I would be a silent partner, believe that or not.
Mm.
You
wouldn't be silent about anything. Come on.
I'm kind of the opposite of most people. The more you get to know me, the shyer I get. Look, I have water bottles. I got a little overheated, so I put those water bottles next to me. I'm not used to being on video where every single thing can be seen. We're waiting on our next guest to call in.
It hasn't stopped us.
Sorry.
You guys are like the trouble boys in the corner.
No, well,
who
you know.
Is
if
this
I
guy?
Was
no,
the teacher.
All, no, we're.
He realizes that he's on video. He goes, oh, I can't be eating. I went, what do you think? Of course you know you're on video.
We're helping him share.
I'm drinking the ginger ale.
He was trying to figure out how to share the link
Facebook.
On Facebook,
are.
So
oh.
We got it figured out.
We're at IamRaisingTheVibration.com.
Thank you very much.
So I shared the link.
That's where we are. Okay, I'm gonna put a bug under.
They're bringing me into 2017.
Right.
18. Can you believe
yikes, stripes.
Yes.
I'm gonna see if I've got two guests that are in the queue and they're supposed to be calling in.
The flying car. I want it.
Oh, I want the flying car too. Are we ever gonna get that? You know what I don't want is the self-driving car.
Oh, those are frightening.
No, that scares me.
That scares me.
And it'll be self-driving airplanes and
self-driving.
Well, they kind of do. Some of them, right? Because autopilot.
It's still nice to know that there's
a backup,
a person.
Human, somebody else.
Checks and balances.
Now, see,
what
only
a concept.
A few of us in this room that remember when they took the navigator out of the cockpit.
Yes,
that was a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there used to be three people in the cockpit and
yes,
navigator, and ooh, when they took him out, so there was only two.
Because now that's all. It's all computerized.
Oh, yeah.
All
get
navigation.
Rid of all of it, yeah.
There's no navigator in the cockpit
anymore? No, it's only a...
That's what machines are for.
Oh.
Your mommy never let you know that, but yeah.
I don't fly.
I guess I never thought about it, but I guess that's true. Just the pilot goes in by himself.
Well,
I'm not
well,
a,
no,
pilot,
a pilot.
Two pilots.
Co-pilot.
Okay.
But then there used to be a guy with charts and maps, and it was the navigator that
I'm not a fan of flying.
The two of them were to go.
Now they use Waze.
I'm so tranked up by the time.
Diane just lost her thrill for flying.
I was good with flying, not now.
Brian, how important is it when you write music, because you're a brilliant musician, to put something for the world in what you write?
Well, you know, I think that, as I've explained to you, I think on one of our shows or one of the many times I've had a chance to talk with you, as your life progresses, so does, hopefully, your spiritual growth and your ability to relate to, do, and be about things. And recently, the last couple of years, I've been writing a lot of songs that are could almost be theme songs for your show. Almost,
oh, good. You know? We'll like, use them for the movement.
Nice.
Your desire to want to contribute to the overall being of the world and for people getting along. I mean, I have a theory. I say everyone is on the planet 100 years more or less. And we are all composites of things and spirits and people and DNA and thoughts and ideas and science and learning and mistakes and successes that have come before us. You aren't just your own 100 years, right?
Yeah.
So this is why we make progress and move forward. And so I'm at that stage where I'm getting a chance to really do some more contribution. I will tell you, though, I've been writing such nice, wonderful, spirit-oriented music now. I'm ready to, like, drink Jack and play rock and get to the night.
You're keeping
bit.
The balance, right?
you and me both, my friend. My band wants to put back our band back together, and it's, you know, kind of a raunchy, sexy 80s tribute heavy metal band.
Why yeah, what was your bass?
Surprised me.
Yeah,
what was your bass player's name?
Yeah, was there, Ernie.
Ernie was here.
At the improv show. And it, you know, it's called Beer Bong, and the songs are not PC. So I'm sort of thinking, well, you know, can I be the vibration girl and also...
From someone who's never had a drink, even.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Beer Bong.
I've never had a drink, I know. I mean, can I be the raising the vibration girl and also, you know, have a song called Quit Thinking, Start Drinking? And, you know,
I think something you said earlier, Darby, about how it's all, you know, no matter what the politics are, no matter what... came from, no matter color, creed, it's about looking at the positive and the fun and the joys of life and how much we already have and how blessed we already are. I think people just got more into the gratitude of how great it is. I mean, you know, I said it before, I love waking up in the morning and taking a hot shower going, you know what, somebody diverted the great Colorado River to show up in my house.
Right.
Heated with natural gas pumped in, so it's the perfect temperature for me to take. And I'm just blessed with that, because I've been to countries where water is a very scarce thing. And if you just can start with more of that gratitude and being thankful.
The attitude of gratitude.
The attitude. You know, it's, and every religion talks about it. Mm-hmm. Every single one talks about you have to have the gratitude and the thankfulness.
But don't, for Brian, don't you feel like when you're writing music that is uplifting for you and that it's coming from just such a deep place inside you?
It always has in a way, but I don't know how much depth of place I had in my 20s. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, amazing when we get older, huh?
Yeah, well, again, but it's also the, you know, evolution that we all go through as people.
That was the learning stage, the 20s?
Well, it was...
All learned lessons.
We could call it that. But it's all positive. It's like every stage of your life and every part of your participation, all the things that you're able... It's not just how much, too, that you grow. Mm-hmm. It's how much... has grown around you and how much you're able to absorb, you see. So, and I agree with you. My mother is from Arkansas, and she's a very proud, feisty, driving, if you don't have an appointment, don't expect me to be here, 91-year-old woman. And she grew up in Arkansas in a small little shack, and she reminds me how she had to put wood into this little oven stove to get the coals going in the morning, every morning, you know, outside of summertime. And somehow the transference of the appreciation, just Darby, like you were just saying about the Colorado River, the warm water, I'm always amazed. I mean, go like, I got everything. Yeah. I mean, you could have more, but I'm in a very blessed and special place, and many of my friends and people are, and I realize that many people are not. Mm-hmm. But one thing I have to say about our people here in America, this political piece, we have to start listening to one another. Yeah, give, you know, and there's this thing they call hard listening, mm-hmm. where the person's saying some stuff that like, excuse me, but you have to hold that excuse me and just let them say what they're going to say until they're through saying it, and then speak and share.
Yeah.
We need more sharing. The shouting at one another, the name calling, any of that. Who has time for that?
The hate for hate's sake.
Oh, or just the defensive, argumentative, I need a point of opposition type of thing. No, you don't.
Okay, I'm agreeing.
Wrong.
you need some points of cooperation and being able to agree to disagree and understand one another's differences.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, well, I think it's more than just in politics. It's in life.
Yeah.
It's in everything we need to be able to talk. I mean, there are, you know, there are hunches. There are people that don't like that. What I love is the diversity.
Sure.
And I have come to appreciate that and love that so much. I mean, the God creator, the universe, whatever you want to call it, Mother Nature. I mean, if that power made every snowflake different, they must love diversity.
They must love
diversity.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
I just love seeing that. And it's, we got to get out of the tribe mentality of, we all have to band together because there's not enough for everybody else, and so you know
we need to keep it all to ourselves.
That's why this
tribe has started, because we are not we are not that kind of tribe.
Right.
Bless you.
Right. Our tribe's better than any other tribe.
I'm raising the vibration of my allergy to air conditioning.
Listen to understand and not listen to respond.
Yes. Yes. And never, you never know somebody else's story or their journey. So you shouldn't judge until you know. Wonderful friend Erica Irvin is here. How are you, beautiful? It's nice to talk to you. Thank you for calling and being part of our anniversary.
Hi, Sheena, and happy anniversary.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm wonderful. It's wonderful to hear from you. So when I told you, because we've been friends for a few years, that I was going to start a movement of peace, love, kindness, and unity, what did you think, darling?
Trigger warning. I'm going to read you a quote that I got from Goethe. I wish the stage were as narrow as a tight rope, therefore no incompetent dare tread upon. You are one of the most beautiful people I have encountered in my life, and you've taught me a lot about myself and about being physically different in this world. I've been just briefly listening to some of the conversations, and I just called in, so I apologize if I was a bit tardy.
No, please. I'm glad you did.
I think in this politic right now, one of the things we are failing to do is listen to each other.
I agree. I completely agree. Yes, we're not listening to each other, and we're expecting everyone to be exactly like us. We're not. Somebody's calling someone from like 1982. part of saying I'm an active and open and aware citizen of the universe is not saying everyone needs to be a carbon copy of me. It's enjoying that people are different.
Yes.
If everybody was exactly the same, boy, would the world be boring.
We'd have nothing to talk about.
And I don't know that I like words like tolerance and acceptance, because it makes it seem like there's something wrong with somebody and
right.
you have to kind of grit your teeth and squint one eye to deal with them. But I do think there needs to be an overall
embracing
and loving of everyone, and not expecting people to vote like you, to look like you, to like the things that you like, to eat with the things that you like, to live where you live. The beautiful thing about the world is that we're all different, and that's the beauty of the world.
And we're all weird in our own way.
We're all weird in our own way.
Yeah. And the other thing I love is if you ever look at anybody, that person does something so much better than you ever could.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but that person can do something that you couldn't even dream of doing.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And if we were all the same, we couldn't learn anything.
I agree. I totally agree. Erica, if you were going to leave some parting words about why it's so important that we all raise our vibrations personally, what would they be?
That's an interesting question. If we are going to raise the vibration of the nation, I think what we first have to do is to learn to listen, learn to compromise. We're not compromising enough in this world. What we're doing is we're creating this big groupthink and punishing people when they don't have the same narrative. If your narrative challenges their narrative, we have to be able to share and understand the complexity of thought, not just in diversity of physical form.
Yes.
We need to share in the diversity of thought instead of forcing people to believe a certain way.
Yes.
There's nuance here that's going on. I mean, people seem to shun complexity and they go for these talking points that defenestrates critical thinking, and people are not able to come to a place of agreement, especially when they start name-calling. Privilege shaming is such a problem right now.
Shaming of everything is a problem right now. I mean, people need to feel
empowered. You don't educate through shame. You don't educate anybody by shaming them.
No, people need to feel...
For who they are, what they are, what they believe.
People need to feel empowered for who they are, Erica. People don't need to feel like they have to apologize for who they are. The only people who have to apologize for who they are people who are doing things to oppress others or take others' rights away or hurt others. Nobody should have to apologize for just letting their freak flag fly. That's the beauty of all of us. We all have a freak flag that lives inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Even, all right. Yeah.
Oh, even Brian O'Neill has one. Even Mr. Brian O'Neill has one. You know what, sweetie? Everything you said is so beautiful, and I thank you so much for calling in, and I just want to tell you that I love you, and I'm so thankful that you're my friend, and I thank you for the gift of our friendship in my life.
Love and hugs, Sheena. Thank you so much for that.
You bet. You take care of you, my sweet friend. The wonderful Erica Irvin is here, and now in the studio with us, some of the Glow Girls, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, my friend Patricia Sunny Summerland and Eileen MTV O'Hara.
Hi, hello. Girls.
Did you come in here to body slam my vibration?
Well, you know what? This handsome man is worth a good body slam.
Isn't he something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a cowboy hat. Yeah. It's really, really sexy.
I thought
sexy.
He was pointing at me.
You too.
Yep.
So Brian O'Neill is still here with us. Darby Hinton is here. J.P. Morgan is here.
Hi,
Diane Piak is in the back. Kelly Rivers is here. Patty Negri is here. And now we have to take a really quick break because it's the beginning of our last hour. So we're going to do our station ID and our show IDs, and then we will be back with you in just minutes. And we have more people calling in, and I have some more wonderful messages to read. And it's Raising the Vibration right here on LA Talk Radio, and we're right back after this.
You're listening to Raising the Vibration with Sheena Metal, only on LA Talk Radio.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
I know.
Experience.
You share those pictures.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Raising the Vibration with Sheena Metal, only on LA Talk Radio.
My good buddy, who you would have got if the three of us had ever gone any place a building with.
It's Raising the Vibration right here on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, by the way. Loved him.
Kelly wants one of her own cookies. We're at RaisingTheVibrationRadio.com. We're at IamRaisingTheVibration.com. We're back on, kids. Look at God, the wrestlers get in here, and then everything goes crazy. I just want to point out really quick so everybody knows that where Scott Travis, the wonderful candleman, was sitting, there is nothing but a pile of wrappers. It looks like a little kid on Christmas morning.
Christmas chocolates.
Christmas chocolates are everywhere.
He went to town on that.
We're now beginning our fourth hour. How fun is this? It's our one-year
like
anniversary party.
It's 24 hours.
I want yes. I'm going to change six times and get progressively drunker as the night goes on. At the end, I'm going to be sweating. I just want you all
or
to send
a sugar
money to
rush.
Kid.
Look at these.
I
mini
want you
gummies.
All to say this to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Hashtag I am raising the vibration. Put it wherever you want. Facebook, Twitter, yes. Instagram. We are live on Facebook right now.
Woo!
Facebook.com/I am raising the vibration. We're live on Facebook, and we are also. Live on LA Talk Radio, where we have been since 5 p.m. tonight. Almost all of the Vibration Council you have heard from. One of my best friends is a nurse. She was a musician, And then because she had had a lot of medical problems herself, she saw how good medical professionals were needed, and she changed her life and became a nurse. She was an RN, and now she's a clinical nurse specialist. She was going to be here tonight. We call her the rock and roll nurse, and she is part of the Vibration Council. But she had a medical emergency and had to do something at the hospital and take care of one of her nurses. So she sent something for me to read. She was very sad that she couldn't be here. And I wanted to read it really quick because she's also been a friend of mine for over 25 years and is like my sister. And I'm honored to have her as part of the council. Now all the council has represented in some way. My dearest Sheena, first and foremost, congratulations on the one-year anniversary of Raising the Vibration. We've known each other through many lifetimes, and needless to say, I am proud to say that we have been friends through it all. The world can only use more of what you and the movement have to offer now more than ever before. I'm sorry that I'm not able to attend the recent events in person. Being in healthcare, the patient is always first, and my duties at the hospital have kept me away, but only temporarily. I carry you all in my heart and am wishing you all the best as we move forward with a leader such as you, full of love, light, and joy. We can only continue to soar higher from here. Cheers and see you all very soon. Suzanne Groff, the rock and roll nurse.
Amen.
How about
that's
that?
That's awesome.
That's
beautiful.
That's kind of beautiful people that are part of this movement. And like the wonderful J.P. Morgan and my beautiful friend Kelly Rivers, who made those cookies. Please have one.
Ooh.
Nice.
They're homemade.
I feel sort of like, and all the wonderful guests that are here, Darby,
so
like you,
good.
That have been on the radio show, I feel like I have been lucky enough to sort of amass this beautiful group of souls. And I just feel like the luckiest girl in the world to know you all.
Oh.
And we are very lucky to know you.
And my glow girls are my new
Sheena.
Best friends.
Oh, I am so thankful for meeting you because I have been wanting to raise the vibration for years. I have been trying to get everyone to do a little act of kindness every day and challenge people to volunteer, help someone, donate something. And connecting with you has really helped me. I mean, I just love being part of this. The more people that do this, the better it's going to get.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
Absolutely.
When you met me, obviously I've got the Sheena Metal name because you girls are new friends and you knew I had a radio show. So when you got in the studio to talk about wrestling and about the resurgence of the Glow Girls.
The Glow Netflix and the Glow Girls.
And the Glow Girls. How did you feel when you discovered that I had a peace and love and kindness movement?
I actually had stalked you on Facebook before I went on your show and knew that you did, and I wanted to be on this show so bad because the book that I wrote, I was trying to find a non-preachy way to tell people that we have to take care of the earth. We have to take responsibility for our behavior, and we have to grow up, people. And, you know, I just recently told a friend that we have the choice to be whoever we want to be, but most people just won't put in the work. And, you know, we can make ourselves into something great. We can make this world into a beautiful place. We just have to put in the work.
I agree.
And yes. You need to find a freaky way to do it. That's the thing.
Well,
are you holding yourself back?
Way.
You were on the cusp of it.
I know. Well, I just needed more freaks to join with because I am
place.
I am buck wild eccentric, my friend, and I embrace that. And I think people should understand who they are.
Buck
wild eccentric, baby.
And I was nervous now. Okay.
But you know, we have to make the most of this life and our lives and give of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes us a whole person.
Yes. And my motto is a sunny smile and a sunny hug a day keeps that negativity away. And that's what I believe and stand for. And I am Sunny the California Girl for a reason, after all.
Because you're so sunny.
That's right. And I'm a rock and roll chick, though.
And Roxy wanted to, she asked me to give you her love.
Oh, she was going to, I think she's going to call in.
I think she is.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to give it to, she's going to give it to your baby in person.
I
woo!
I told her to call in when you guys were here.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like you need a hug more than just once a day?
Well,
as many times as it takes.
I dream about hugs.
I
dream about hugs. I do.
My mom heard something once that she used to always say that if you get 10 hugs a day, it starts to add time to your life.
Yes.
See, and I'm a really good hugger.
True.
I'm a very good hugger.
And
I give
thing with
hugs
and pets, too. Don't forget about our fur babies.
If you have 10
that
pets
keeps
a day.
Us, yeah. I love my kitty cats, and they keep me sane.
Pretty soon you're the crazy cat lady.
Yes.
Yes, your dog. Exactly. Absolutely. That's love, and that's unconditional love. Our dogs and cats give us unconditional love, and that's the world's best.
That is the lesson of unconditional.
And they keep up, and they don't take as much space in the bed.
Kelly has a beautiful dog who is a healer, and every week when I go to her house to have dinner, first thing I have to do is I have to hug Antietam. Because she has like such spiritual stuff in her that is beautiful, and she hugs back, like she'll wrap her arms right around you.
I had a cat that did that.
Yeah.
I had a cat, he'd run up and throw his arms around my neck, and he'd kiss me on the lips. I'd never had a cat do that before, but his lips right on mine. I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Oh, my God, he's kissing me. It was crazy. But what a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think but that's another way you can share love. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can get, because as human beings, I think we thrive on connection. We need that connection, and there are many ways to get that connection. And, you know, hug people, be nice to them, hold a person's hand, you know.
No, there's been a lot of studies.
Just lend a few words at it.
Scott Travis has come back to pick up his candy wrappers.
Uh-oh. That was you.
I just wanted
to
talk.
Those were mine.
Those were yours.
Oh, yeah. Blame the fat kid.
I just wanted to talk a little bit about this wonderful candle that Scott made, because everybody here is so creative and everybody's made something. So we've been talking about Diane's graphics. We've been talking about Kelly's cookies, which I swear to God we're going to put on the Raising the Vibration store site.
I'm going
to
snort it. Yes. It smells so good.
And this is Scott is a brilliant candle maker. Was it JP? You that said that you smelled the candle and it smelled like me?
Yes, I was the one that called you and said, "I can't believe it. I love the smell." And it reminded, I go, it smells like you. I don't know how he got your essence. But
Scott is so spiritual in the way that he makes candles that every one of the candles he does for me, he believes he's put a little bit of my energy into. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he does that. That's magic. But
smell you?
Would you like to smell me?
This
is our new candle.
I lit mine on Sunday night after I got, I'm sorry, Monday night. I lied. It was Monday night, and it smelled fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
It's wonderful.
I can smell that. It's great. I used to have a candle store called Candle Mania. Did I tell you that?
I would have been stalking
with
you.
Damian Chapa from Blood In, Blood Out. Oh, my gosh.
I would have absolutely been stalking you.
But it worked for a while. Mm. It was fun. Mm. He went in the back and he actually made his own candles. Yeah.
It smells like romance to me.
Yeah, out of the box.
Sweet.
Romance with me?
It does. It smells like romance.
It's nice. It's very...
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to smell me now. What kind of cookies did you bring tonight? What kind of Kelly's cookies do we have?
What is that?
Mm.
Chocolate chip?
Right now.
It smells good, right?
It looks like chocolate.
They're fantastic.
You don't smell sheep.
Jeffrey, you're not in a microphone. You're just wandering around like a random thing.
A random thing.
So what do you think of the candle, Kelly?
I'm talking to my mom.
I like the candle.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is a little sweet.
Does it smell like me?
You know, when you light it, it's a very fresh, nice
candle. I love nice candles. The ones that smell
like mandels.
Woo! I just love them. I call them
Old Spice.
They call them mandels.
I'm trying to organize our last group of calls here.
That's something that you handle.
Last hour. Woo!
Well, you do have wrestlers present.
I know, really.
I
just found out Johnny Crawford left these. I didn't know my buddy was here earlier.
No, Johnny Whitaker left those.
I didn't say Crawford. I said Whitaker. I never said the word.
It's a Johnny.
Johnny Crawford.
I said Whitaker.
I used to watch Johnny Whitaker's shows.
He made out with me when he came in tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I missed that.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. So he likes
to. He's always trying to upstage.
I know.
I don't think that's possible.
Johnny and I have an interesting relationship. We go on dates and sometimes we make out in public. I don't know what to call that. Is that friends with benefits?
Friends, I was just going to say, that sounds like friends,
friends with really strange benefits, I think is what we call it. So when he came tonight and the camera was on, I had no idea, but, you know, nothing says I love you like a nice makeout session. Not that I expect everyone who's been on the show to make out with me, because I absolutely don't.
That's not the testimonial I have.
But I'm not complaining.
No.
So I'm going to try and get Roxy, the girl's other cohort from GLOW on.
Mrs. Roxy Asta.
Talk a little bit, one of you, about how you kind of spread love through GLOW to your fans.
Oh, it is amazing. The Afterglow Fan Party was a show that Roxy created, and we wanted to just interact with our fans because we had a big following on Facebook. And you know, we had all like 11 glow girls up on the stage, and then we called the fans up and they were in the hot seat and they would ask questions. Well, it became the Afterglow fan party at sea, and now we vacation with our fans, and we now call them family.
Yes, exactly.
And because they are more than fans, they are friends and family now, and we spend the entire time with them. We don't just appear once or twice. We go on the shore excursions, we do all the events and activities, and we have shows and play games. And it's hilarious.
They get to see us in the morning without our makeup on.
We have breakfast. Yes.
How about before coffee?
And at night when we're all drunk together and laughing and singing, and our mascaras run and their mascara runs.
Oh, it's
and
great.
It's hilarious. Yeah. It's a hoot. But some of them have told us that we saved their lives. And they said one of our cruisers said that he was dead inside until he came on the cruise. And now he's alive again. And it's not just them that have changed.
Oh,
it has
yeah.
changed my life. I have grown so much because of the love I've gotten from them.
Yes.
And I love it. It's
changing and changing reactions, nerves, people, friendship, love.
And love is all there is.
Changing for transgenderism as well, because we had a special Mike Bello, who's Vanessa Bello, come out fully
He became Vanessa on the
and
cruise.
And was the prom queen.
Yeah.
And she cried.
Oh. We made her our prom queen.
Our honorary prom queen. It was amazing.
So one of your fans came out as transgender on,
yes.
on the fan cruise.
On the
yes.
cruise. And then you made her the prom
queen.
Well,
we had an 80s prom night
yes.
as one of
yeah.
our big events. And she
awesome.
Showed up in this beautiful prom dress. And I said, we got to she's our queen.
Yeah.
We had to pick a king and a queen. And
ever since then, it gave her enough nerve to stand tall and be proud that she's a transgender.
Yes, well,
and
she's now Vanessa.
Hear me roar. Yeah.
Yes.
So on Facebook, she's now Vanessa.
She's Vanessa.
She's no longer Mike Bello.
And she's yeah. one of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life.
Yes. I love that.
Sweet.
Yes.
And so we've got two calls coming in right
We're leaving
at once.
From New York to the Bahamas.
Yeah, this time we're... Yeah,
they're all different.
You should come.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
I've got a card on me, as a matter of fact.
It'll be the most fun you've ever had on a cruise in your life.
Bring your five.
Afterglow fanpartycruise.com.
I went to school on a cruise ship.
Oh, you did.
I went around the world.
You did. That's a true story. Okay, we've got two calls coming in right now, and I put them on together. It is our wonderful Roxy Astor.
Hi, Roxy.
Hi, Roxy.
And the reason that I know you girls...
We miss you.
The last member of our Vibration Council that you haven't met is my wonderful friend Robert Samo, and he's on the
Robert. Hi, Robert.
How's it going?
Hi, honey. How are you?
How you feeling, Robert? Robert wanted to be here tonight, but he's not feeling great. I'm so honored that you called in.
Oh, what's wrong,
yeah,
Robert?
That bronchitis is kicking me in the teeth.
Oh, I'm so sorry, my friend.
Gosh, you sound like crap.
But he still gets on his messenger and he sends me things every darn morning. I'm like, you're up already, my
way to raise the vibration,
yeah.
Robert.
That's right.
I keep East Coast time.
Oh yes.
Now Robert is one of my very best friends. Robert was my intern when I worked on the Howard Stern station.
Wow.
We became friends
16 years ago.
16 years ago, he's like my brother. And I love him.
I love Robert.
So, Robert, when I told you, because you've known me a long time and you've seen me through a lot of stuff, when I told you that I was going to found a movement of peace and love and kindness and unity, what did you think?
Not surprised.
Nobody was surprised.
I pretty much sat there and go, whatever Sheena's ever wanted to do, she's done. So why should this be a surprise to anybody?
Wow. That's kind of shocked me tonight that everybody says that.
You are a formidable woman, and I don't think anyone would want to stop you, and I believe you could do anything you wanted.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you prefer, I can lie and just go against the grain and say, no, that didn't work.
No, I want you to absolutely tell the truth. I love that story. Roxy, when you met me first before I met MTV and Sunny, Robert introduced us, and you came and did my show. Were you shocked when you got there to find out that Sheena Metal actually also had a peace movement?
Well, I was actually shocked that you didn't know who the Glow Girls were, so.
You didn't, Sheena?
No, I knew who the Glow Girls were. I just didn't. Honey, I'm Robert's friend. How could I not know?
But right, look,
but Sheena, I didn't watch the show.
We are so in love with you now, it doesn't even matter, okay?
You can't get rid of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must admit, I had not watched the show.
I know. I love that, though, because I was watching you on the computer, like, learning, and you were asking these questions. oh, she is good.
So you stalked her too? Because I stalked her on Facebook. Yeah.
Oh, everyone is stalking me.
Yeah, I love what you're doing, and it's just with all this other crap going on and all this bad stuff, and you know, it's just nice that somebody's doing something, you know, like this. And I'm trying to keep up with you, Sheena, because you're just like, you're out of control with this.
I know. I've got
I'm having a show on Thursday. Hey, I'm doing this. I'm like, I'm here. Oh crap, I can't be there Thursday, but I'm kind of there. So I think it's amazing. Now you got candles. Wow.
You didn't get a candle?
And cookies and chocolate.
I smell just like it.
And I have a candy line that's coming for this too. There will be vibration candy.
Okay. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, you got my address?
You know, I just feel like,
hey, we need to bring those on the cruise.
Yes.
Candies and candles on the cruise.
That's right. Candles, cookies,
no problem. You can't light them on the ship.
Yes.
So you
know. I just think that
you can eat the candies, okay? You can smell the candles and eat the candies.
That's right.
It's all about smelling the candles.
It's rock candy, baby.
That's what life is about.
Just hand out the candles on the last day of the cruise.
Scott's
going to
smell his own candle.
Because as much alcohol is flowing on the Norwegian ship, you want to make sure people don't, you know, light them on their own.
Or don't drink the candle.
Start
the
cabin on fire.
So Robert, I'm so honored that you agreed to be part of our vibrational council, and you are such
I'm honored that you asked me to.
Oh my God, you are such an expert with all things secular religions that I know nothing about, and I've learned from you over the last 16 years, and I learn from you every day, and I'm so honored that you're a part of this. What do you hope people take away after they watch the show or after they learn about the movement? What's your idea of raising the vibration, and what do you hope people take away from all this?
You know what? I hope two things that come out of this, and especially with society, because right now we have all those exposures that are coming out in Hollywood, you know, the sexual assault stuff, the pedophilia stuff, and how horrible it is, and I want all that stuff to continue to come out, but from the vibration movement as the other flip side of the coin, to be hopeful that things will continue to get better, and that although all the sad stuff that's coming from this exposure will bring light to the darkness that has permeated through this industry for the past 95 years.
I agree. Amen to that. I agree. I think that the only way that we are going to the only way that we're going to stop darkness is to pull it out from under its rock.
Shine a light. Shine and keep on shining.
Human beings are an animal that need edges. You know, if you've ever seen the dark side of chimps, we can be angry primates.
Yes.
And we need someone to corral us, which is why we have laws and rules and governments. Mm-hmm. And I think a beautiful thing, for all the crazy things the Internet's done, a beautiful thing the Internet has done is it's corralled us into now people aren't going to be able to be as abusive with others as they were, because they know everyone's going to go on the Internet and hash Me Too. And, you know, so, you know, unfortunately, human beings need some discipline. And I think the fact that we as citizens now are making others accountable for things that are not okay by bringing things to light and making people who've been victims of something or something else feel like they don't have to be ashamed, they don't have to be scared, they can admit what's happened. We all have each other's backs. To me, the Me Too movement is a lot of like, hey, we all have each other's backs. Whether you suffered abuse at the hands of a woman, a man, whether you're a woman or a man, it doesn't matter. No one has the right to take advantage of someone else.
And that's also part of taking responsibility.
And it's happened to some big hulking men, too, like Kevin Sorbo and then Terry Crews and all these other people.
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know, it's going across the board.
That's crazy.
Uh-huh. Wow. There's so many.
But just remember, from all the poop that comes out of this, we can use it as fertilizer.
That's there true. You go.
That's true. Roxy, how about you?
Oh, when
you...
Robert, that's so sweet.
Beautifully put.
I love his personal
stuff. Yes, thank you.
Roxy, when you think about talking about raising the vibration, what does it mean to you?
Anything positive right now. And like Robert said, all this had to come out in order to heal and to let everybody, you know, because you always have like one person who's going to come out and talk about it, and then you got five more, and then you got more.
and it's just, I think it's making us aware of really what's going on, because this stuff's been going on for so long. I mean, and it needs to stop. It just has to stop. Will it stop at 100%? No. But, you know, if anything good, positive, like whatever we can do or you can do, it's, anything positive right now is a good thing, because there's just so much crap going on in the world that it's just overwhelming right now.
Yeah,
so I think it's amazing what you're doing, Sheena.
Thank you.
That's
my
why
friend.
I'm on board with anything you do.
Thank you,
anything
my friend.
You do. You want me to come clean your house?
Yes.
I'll come clean your house.
Yes. Let me think about that, Roxy. Yes. I think that you have a really good point.
I'll light
that,
your candles.
Oh. Honey, you can light
and
my
you'll
candle
eat,
any day.
Yeah, you'll eat the cookies too, won't you, Ross?
And you
and
can,
the candy.
And you
yes,
can eat
I
my
will.
Cookies.
Oh,
these cookies are good.
I think that. You bring up a really great point, Roxy, which is that every little bit of good helps. None of us are going to fix the world in a day. No one person is going to fix all the problems of the world. But every little tiny incremental thing helps. And so if you say, well, today all I could do was these five good things and it probably doesn't amount to much. No, because if everybody, I talk about this all the time since I started this movement, if everybody on the earth just every day got 5% kinder, the tsunami of kindness that would take over the entire world.
Even 2%.
Right, and what is that? It's a couple extra thank yous and pleases. Leave somebody a tip. Let somebody cut in front of you on the freeway.
Yeah.
Just basic human kindness. The amount of stuff that would grow.
Just pay it forward.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Starbucks today. The person behind me, I bought him a cup of coffee, and they were like, oh, my God, thank you. Simple things like that make somebody's day.
Yes.
And if we continue doing that, that negativity is going to stay far, far away.
Yeah.
And we can beat them down. That's it. You know, powers are numbers. Numbers is power. And thank you, Sheena, because you're awesome for doing this.
Thank you, my friend.
And I was people, one of those victims, by the way.
The more people that you add, the more people that you add, the more people that you reach. That's
absolutely
more people adding to the kindness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the more people that you gather with and befriend. Robert?
I was going to say, and opening up dialogue, just because you don't agree with somebody's political stance or religious views doesn't mean you can't be friends with them.
Absolutely.
Hear them out. Be open to their ideas. You can still disagree with them, but at least pay attention to their worldview and see how it influenced their life.
Lightning and I are completely opposite ends of the political belief system, but she's one of my very best friends.
Sure.
I love her dearly. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's crazy, but I love her.
Yeah. Everyone's different. Everyone's opinions will be different.
You're just happy you're an inch and a half taller than Lightning.
Yes. I pile-drived her every chance I got.
That's right. You got to wrestle her.
Oh, that's
little
that's
Lightning.
Did you ever think when you tuned into this tonight that there was going to be pile-driving mixed in with Raising the Vibration? This is maybe the first time in the history of humanity that anyone's ever mixed pile-driving.
Yeah.
And Raising the Vibration. It's a first, people.
Pile drive that vibration.
Woo!
This show is a night of firsts.
Yes. Hey, you got to set those foundation posts.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Good one, Robert. Good one, Robert.
He always has a good one.
We waited because we wanted to see if we got
You two are absolutely wonderful. Roxy and Robert, thank you for calling, and thank you for being a part of helping us to raise the vibration tonight.
Bye.
Bye, Rox.
Bye, Robert. We've managed to get all these phone calls in at the same time. I have a couple more testimonials. I'm going to do those later. I've got a couple more lovely, lovely messages of love that people have said.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just leave them off now.
All right.
There's nobody else.
I know. I'm like sweating. I'm in my Uggs.
Darby, talk a little bit about your journey, sort of your spiritual journey through raising the vibration in your life.
Yes.
Yes.
Go Darby. Go Darby.
Well, you've talked about that on my show, so.
I know. That's kind of an open question. What part of it? I mean, I started young. We've talked about it here, knowing the differences, appreciating. Viva la difference.
Because your mom, you like me.
Yes.
Our moms were very similar. Yeah.
Very similar. Yeah.
Oh. I mean that in a good way.
Oh, yeah, okay, sure.
I do.
I
know. I've been telling things about Sheena's mother, and I
I love her through abstention.
So many people, I think, feel like they know her.
Yeah.
My mom was a Scorpio, and yes. She was quiet like a lot of Scorpios, except for Sunny and Roxy. And she, you know, she was more taking things in and watching than she was participating. So I don't think that she ever thought this many people would be following all of her teachings. I think it would make her very happy, but I think it would also, I think it surprises her. So yeah, I mean, JP feels like she's his mother and he never even met her. So that's the beauty of what your words can do and what your energy can do.
Well, because she boiled it down to one of the purest thing, and that's love.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody understands love. We were talking about pets earlier. They understand love. We understand when they're giving us love. Whatever language you speak, the wonderful music you were talking about being written. Love is that vibration that does shine a light, like you said. How do you get rid of it? You open it up with love. Yeah, yes. And you have to be accepting. If you have a loving heart, you have to be accepting the right word? willing to listen, like we were saying.
Willing.
It's beautiful. This is from our friend Angela Rockwood that couldn't be here tonight. Everybody tonight, basically, that you're seeing on the show, either is part of my vibrational council. And JP is the only council member that's done the Raising the Vibration show. But I want each one of you to come and do the show and come and sit with me for a couple hours and talk, because it's important that people get to know you through radio. And then everybody else that used Darby and everybody else who's been here are all people that have been guests on the show. So they're all part of the Raising the Vibration family. And this is from Angela. She put, please send my love, light, and powerful manifestation vibes to your whole crew. Continue being an unstoppable force and bringing light back into the world. I'll tell you a story. The very first time that I directed the Vagina Monologues, I'd been here at LA Talk Radio for 3 years, and I'd amassed this wonderful group of fantastic women that had been on the show, and I decided I was going to direct this thing. I'd never directed anything in my life, and I was going to ask them all to be in it. And I remember I put together the mailer asking them all to do it, and as I went to hit send, I thought, you gotta be crazy. These women aren't gonna do something you're directing. They're gonna think you're crazy. But then I pushed the button, because as Dee Wallace so beautifully and genteelly said, I'm like a dog with a bone, and I pull an idea out of my ass. and a couple hours later, I was in tears that so many people got back to me and said, of course I would love to do it. And if they didn't do it, it wasn't because they didn't want to. It was because they were filming or they were out of town. They couldn't do it. So I feel the same way about the improv shows. And Darby did my show this time last year at the improv, which was my mother's memorial, because she loved when he was on Daniel Boone. So tonight, when I put this show together, we put this entire show together in 3 days. I did the improv Sunday night. I made the plan with Sam Hassan, our station owner, Sunday night. Monday morning, we started planning this thing, me and Scott and JP and Leonard, who's outside. We threw this thing together in 3 days. So when I emailed everybody that had been on the show, 54 people had been on the Raising the Vibration show, and I think we have 15 members of the council, I thought, you know, who is going to come down and do this with me in 3 days? And the amount of people that either said yes, or that said, either called or came or sent things for me to read in, well wishes. I mean, I'm completely blown away at what 72 hours brought, that all of you just uprooted your lives to be here.
Well, you know, I think the deep, dark secret is that people do want to feel good.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do want to feel connected. Yeah. I mean, it's tiring to fight, to always be in an argument, to always be looking for, you know, and just to be that tense, to, you know, let go and let God, or let go and let love, is just such a wonderful feeling.
And what you're leading is important.
Yes.
This is an important thing that we all need right now, that we all need to continue and get your tsunami washing over mankind, because it's very important that it happens.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
right. I'll
go for 2%.
Yeah.
If they can commit to 2% improvement,
yes. That's right.
Happy.
Gina,
so,
the tsunami.
So parting thoughts. If we've got about 10 minutes to go. Eileen, MTV Eileen, if you had parting wishes for what you hoped Raising the Vibration would mean to people, what are they?
I hope that people would understand, search their self, understand who they are, own their person, who they are, and own their behavior and become better for that.
Beautiful. How about you, Sunny?
I would just say anybody who has done wrong out there, make that wrong a right. Like I was telling you, I was a victim of rape. Will I say that? Yes.
So sorry, sweetheart.
In showbiz, my very own manager. And I was out of the limelight for many years. I did come back strong because I didn't let it defeat me. And as you know, I did Playboy and many other things. I said, it's not going to bring me down. And I'm back. And women in numbers, not to discount the men. And I'm so thankful that men are a part of this.
Yes, me too.
Because it is men and women, not just men, in the business. Okay? We have to be positive. Lend a hug. Lend that smile. Like Sheena says, I say Shayna because that's my little girl outside there, and her name's Shayna.
Really?
Yes, she's out there. She's like, Mom, do I have to go? She just had some dental work done, so she's sitting out there miserably right now. I drug her from LAX. I said, oh, come on.
Apparently Siri thinks my name is Shayna.
Yeah. Is that funny?
I will type in Sheena, and then I will look down, and has corrected me. I'm like, no, that's not my name.
But power in numbers.
Yes.
And it's so great that like-minded people like ourselves who are loving people and want to make this world a better place. So let's do it.
Yeah.
And what you're doing is fabulous.
Thank you.
So you've got my support, 110%.
Thank you, my friend. Darby, how about you?
Just, I'd love everybody to know this isn't a dress rehearsal. You don't want to get to the end of it and go, to me, one of the saddest things are the people that I'll be happy when. Mm-hmm. I'll be happy when I get that promotion. I'll be happy when I get that job. I'll be happy when I get the swish. Whatever it is, just choose to be happy now.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you have. Be thankful for what you have. Go to bed at night and say, you know what, I'm thankful I have a bed and a soft pillow, or a hard pillow, if that's what you like.
Amen.
We are so blessed that we really don't have the right to bitch as much as we are. And like you said, enjoy the diversity. Look at wonder at other people. If other people go off, start your sentence with, isn't that interesting?
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you just, isn't it interesting
that's a positive
person is reacting
yes.
that way?
Absolutely.
Instead of going inside yourself and getting your defense all ready and getting your shoulders ready and getting into a fight, just, isn't that, wow, that person really needs to vent. So that's what I'd love to take away
it's
with
beautiful.
I'd love to help the
it's
movement
awesome.
And be a part of it anyway I can.
I would like you to. I'm going to talk to you about a little something right afterwards. Diane, how about you? What parting? And everybody who doesn't know, let me say again that Diane created this beautiful logo.
Nice.
Gorgeous. All of our banners, all of our logos, all of our graphics are all this wonderful woman. And I don't know what I would do without them. What would you like people to leave tonight with?
Well, if you look inside yourself and you see the light and the love within you, it empowers you. And that is, you know, an empowered person surrounded by love is a powerful person that could change things. Mm-hmm. So I think that's huge.
Yep. Yeah,
beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
And let
yes.
me just say really quick, Sunny, that Diane is a Scorpio.
All right.
And this was made by a Scorpio.
You see? We do got talents. We do.
Oh, and I.
We got skills.
We got skills.
I was made by a Scorpio.
No. I want to know what you want to get out of
this. We have to get to everybody else.
Everybody else.
No, and I'll.
We really have to hear from him?
No, we don't need to listen to you.
I will do mine. Patty, come in here and tell us yours.
Pushing on in.
Oh, here.
No, this is perfect. I kind of like it. I feel like, it's going as simple as choose happy. I mean, it's
choose
that old, my mom used to use that glass half empty, glass half full. Go with the glass half full, because honestly, we are to the point where our humanity depends upon it.
Amen.
And,
yes.
You know, integrity counts.
Yeah.
Ethics count. You know, it's not about morality. It's about integrity, virtue, and ethics. And choose happy.
Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful. JP, you want to come somewhere to one of the microphones? And
it's fun.
JP doesn't really need a microphone.
Come on,
JP. Oh, Lord. Okay, first of all, look at me, everybody on camera, and they want me to squint.
I was being shy getting in
make
here.
Make yourself small.
I'm just going to pick it up.
There you go.
Basically, like you said, Patty, it's 9 years ago, I used to have a reputation of being like suffering from severe Gidget's disease. And I was a Pollyanna. I was always happy and everything. And I'm going to hurt him. But 9 years ago, something happened. And I lost my joy completely.
Aww.
And it was, you know, a lot of hassles, a lot of stuff going on with me personally. And what I had to discover, and I shared this with Sheena on her show, is that finding my joy was always there. It was inside me. And I was waiting for somebody else to bring it to me, and which is like laying on the Shea Lounge of life and going, oh, cocktail, you know, ain't happening. So I literally had to get by myself and just said, you know what? I didn't shut out people, but I had to shut down me to find me. And I did, and that's why. It was finding my own joy, which was already there. It was inside of me. I grasped it. I realized the things that got rid of it before were not as mighty, were not as strong or as important as my happiness. So that's my takeaway.
That's
oh, thank you.
Yes. Wow.
That was beautiful. Scott? What would you like people to leave with?
Well, I already said it before, but I'll say it another way.
Come to the microphone,
my friend. We should take some note on our animals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unconditional love. I hate to say it this way, but you can throw a cat against the wall and it'll come right back at you. Because it's
unconditional.
I know, but I'm just saying. Not saying that I would do that, mind you, though I don't like cats very much. But no, I would never do that. It's metaphorical.
If you don't like cats, you have to leave my studio. Secondly,
okay.
if you throw a cat against the wall, it'll come right back at you, but when your back is turned, it'll shit in your shoes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know that. But I'm just saying in general, you know, it's like, you know, we should take a little note from our animals.
Yeah. Yes.
Unconditional love, and they're there for you, and we should be there for everybody else.
Yeah, I believe this is kind of crazy, but here we go, because this whole show hasn't been crazy. I believe in a past life I was an elephant. When I look at elephants, I can feel what it's like to be in there, and I've always been so connected to them. And sometimes when I start to get bunched up about things, I think, what would an elephant do right now? And I think, well, an elephant would first be tribal and always protect their own. And try to live in peace, and then if that didn't work, just to stamp the shit out of everybody.
You know, I think you would pick that because it is the smartest animal on the planet.
Yeah,
absolutely.
What? Yes, mother. I was. She gets to go last because I've known her the longest. It was my plan. LA, would you like to speak into Darby's mic?
You can't see how red.
So cool.
So, what do you hope everybody leaves with this, sweetheart?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, oh gosh, there's so many things, right? I was so busy listening, I didn't formulate a thought. But I think probably I would want to speak to people who are sitting there, you know, whenever they get around to listening, you know, are really struggling with the thought because of where they are seems so dark. You know, I've been there, done that. Depression, anxiety, the whole thing, most of my life for a really long time. And but I fought it. I never let it define me. A lot of people didn't ever know what was going on. And my whole thing every single day was just, I just want to feel better. You know, I knew it was me. I never took it out on the people around me. That's key. Remember what kind of when we were talking about four agreements earlier. Everything's us. What other people do has nothing to do with us. They're living their own weird inner stuff. And sometimes they project it onto us or take it out on us. But, you know, it's like, you know, when people say like PMS and, oh, she's, you know, no, you can choose to react to that. You can choose to say, okay, it's just my hormones. It's just me. I need to shut my mouth, you know, and not take it out on people. And so, you know, take ownership for everything that you feel and for everything that you think. Because it's never about the other person. It's always what's going on in you. And whatever's going on in you, if you don't like it, just strive to feel better every day. That was my thing for years and years and years. And eventually that led me to some huge breakthroughs so that stuff isn't really an issue. You know, I mean, there are parts of it that never go away. Some of it's chemical. Mm-hmm. But when it comes on, it's like, okay, I recognize this. And it doesn't have any power over me. Or it's letting me know that there's something going on that I need to look at. So for the people who are really struggling with the thought of just like, oh, joy. You know, there might be a lot of baby steps for a lot of people to get from where they are. to where that is. But if your goal is to just feel better every day, do what you can to make it so. I don't care if it's just actually getting out of bed and getting dressed that day. If that's your first baby step, that's your first baby step. And every single accomplishment will make you feel better. It'll make you want to get out in the world. It'll make you want to help other people feel better. And I think that's just the best starting point. At least that was my journey, and that's how I got where I am.
So. It's beautiful, and I agree. And I want to say, again, before I say anything else, that I'm so honored to have all of you here, because each one of you is such a part of my heart and such a part of my soul, and everybody who's been on the show tonight. And I'm the happiest girl in the world. You've made my mother so happy on her birthday. Yay. And I'm just blown away by your beauty and your kindness. For me, it's very simple. It's all about light. It's about being a child of the light. It's about moving into the light and away from the dark as much as you can, and hoping that in you doing so, others will follow your example and do the same thing. It's realizing that love is all there is. Mm-hmm. It's realizing that kindness should be our constant human ideology. It should be what we lead with. It should be what we always begin and end with. It should be so innate in us that we don't even think of it as kindness. We're just doing it. It's just the way that we are. And peace. I'm talking about being a Gidget syndrome or being a Pollyanna, JP. I still believe, maybe not in my lifetime, but at some time I believe there will be world peace. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate goal of this movement, even if someday I have to leave it to somebody to carry on after I'm gone, will always be that we are striving towards a time when there is peace in our world. Mm-hmm. And if we can't in our lifetimes make peace in our world, then we can make peace in our lives. Yeah. And we can have peace in our tribes.
In our neighborhoods.
And we can have peace in our neighborhoods. And we can have
in
as much peace as we can in our families.
Well, let's not go too far.
We can try.
It's a goal.
And then the last pinnacle word of the movement that some people cringe at and get all political is the word unity. And I know it's hard sometimes to understand. Unity doesn't mean you have to like what your neighbor does. It doesn't mean you have to accept what everybody does. It doesn't mean that you have to say, forgive someone for committing a crime, because we all have to be unified. But it means that we have to understand that all of us, every one of us, lives on this planet, and we all have a right to be here. And we have to find a way to live harmoniously with each other, even if we completely are in vehement disagreement with each other. You don't have to like what someone does, but you have to acknowledge that they have a right to be here too.
Amen. Yes.
And if we thought as more of a unified force, if we thought of ourselves as stronger in numbers, if we thought of ourselves as one human animal, one human species, and not spent so much time thinking about how different we are, and that doesn't mean that you can't celebrate your individuality, because you certainly can. I am so proud to be Irish. I'm so proud to be an Aries. I'm so proud to be a woman. I'm so proud to be an artist. I'm proud of every single thing in the world that I am. But I understand that all of those things are beautiful. But basically, when it all comes down, what I am is a human being. And we're all human beings. And we need to start thinking of our sameness and not always of our differences. Retain your ideology, retain your individuality, but think of yourself as a part of the whole. And the minute we all start thinking of ourselves as a part of the whole, and we realize that your struggle is my struggle, is your struggle, is your struggle, is your struggle, that's when we're all going to get on the same page and start moving forward as a unified force. So those four words always stick in my head, and they're the four words I founded this movement on. I do believe in energy. I believe in a vibration. I believe we each have one, and collectively there is one on the earth. I believe there is one in our country that needs a little help right now. Yeah. I believe there is one in the state of California, which I'm so proud to have been lived in now for 37 years. I believe that there is one in our beautiful city of Los Angeles, and we need to make sure that we keep all of our vibrations high, whether they're community vibrations, family vibrations, tribal vibrations, most importantly, our own vibration, because that's where it starts. So if you leave after this enormous 4-hour broadcast, if you're not asleep, hello, is anyone awake? If you're still awake, what I would love for you to leave from this, I hope that you have seen that we're all going through the same things, that we all have the same worries and struggles, that we all have three basic needs in the world. We want to be good at something, we want someone to love us, and we want to feel like we have a place in the world. That you've seen a family tonight that's a new family that's kind of been thrust together, and you see how we're all getting along and we're all loving each other despite the fact that we're all very different. And you understand that every day, every one of you who's watching right now or listening right now, every day you can make a difference. My mother had a beautiful expression: you can't help how you're born, but you can help how you live every day.
Amen.
Yes.
Every
Amen
morning when you get up, yes, in the morning, you can change your life and you can change how you live and you can make changes in you. And that's the power that we all have as human beings on this earth. So I love you all. If you're looking for us online, we're at IamRaisingTheVibration.com. The radio show is at RaisingTheVibrationRadio.com, which is at LATalkRadio.com. I'm at SheenaMetal.com. I'm on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at SheenaMetal. Find me and go to this movement of peace, love, kindness, and unity. IamRaisingTheVibration.com. Until I see you again, until I see you somewhere, contact me if you need help. Call me, reach out to me, reach out to one of us. We're all here to help each other. I love you all. Keep raising your vibration, because I promise you, we are making a difference in the world. And we'll see you next time. Thank you to everybody.
Yes.
And thank you.
You're listening to Raising the Vibration with Sheena Metal, only on LA Talk Radio.